We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Living Better in San Diego, a public service presentation of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. I'm Gary Lee. The Chicano Federation of San Diego County is a local nonprofit impacting our communities through action, caring, and providing resources for those in need, as well as programs that promote self-sufficiency. At the Chicano Federation, they believe in opportunity and empowering diverse communities to thrive. Joining us this morning is Chicano Federation of San Diego County CEO Nancy Maldonado and board member Fernando Ponce. Welcome, Nancy. Welcome, Fernando.
Good morning.
Hey.
Nice to have the both of you on the show. Let's start with some background information on the Chicano Federation of San Diego County. First of all, how long have you been around?
So Chicano Federation has been around for 50 years. We're celebrating our 50th year this year. So the organization started in 1969, and it started as an advocacy organization and has transformed into a direct service, social services nonprofit.
And what's the mission at the Federation?
Yeah, so our mission is that we provide programs to support particularly low-income families and help them towards self-sufficiency.
Okay, and how many people do you serve each year?
Directly impact about 8,000 people a year.
And is it just underserved communities that you serve?
It's low-income families, yes.
I see. Okay, mm-hmm. And doesn't matter about background or ethnicity?
No, anyone who qualifies for our programs is welcome.
Okay, now you recently became the CEO of the organization. That was back in January, right?
Yes.
Now, did you work for the organization prior to that?
I did. I've been there for about 2 years and then got the CEO position in January.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And so what do you hope to bring to the table? What goals have you set for the organization? What goals have you set for yourself as CEO?
Well, the first thing I want to focus on is the quality of all of our programs. So we have some pretty amazing programs that really help to meet vital and urgent needs here in San Diego. So really taking a look at the programs that we offer and making sure that we have the best quality programs. And then, you know, further down the line, I really want to look at, you know, our mission overall is to really help families break the cycle of poverty. So really ensuring that we're doing that through a comprehensive approach that meets families where they're at and is really looking at the whole picture of a family and the needs that they have.
And Fernando, how long have you been with the organization?
I became a member of the board in October of 2017.
Okay, and what drew you to this organization? Why become a board member for them?
Yeah, you know, I was just at a point in my life where I wanted to do more. I wanted to give back. I at that time was working for Chase Bank and they were longtime supporters of the organization. And one of my coworkers was terming out and I just saw an opportunity to get involved in a larger capacity than just going to their luncheons once a year. And I really felt like it was a good opportunity for me to get in and really work with an organization that does a lot for the community. And my way to give back and you know, at least in a small way, give back and for everything that San Diego's done for me, it's been so good to me.
So what does it mean to you now to be a board member? How many years now?
Well, it's about a year and a half now.
About
a year and a half. It just gives me a huge sense of pride to be involved with an organization like this. You know, when I see some of the families that we help and the opportunities that we create for people that really, you know, are some of the lower income in the community and the opportunities that we present for them, seeing the faces of some of these children when we go out to the events that we put on and, you know, provide Christmas gifts for some of them. It's the only gift they get, mm-hmm. you know, for Christmas. And it's really impactful. I mean, the memories that you create for them, it just does a lot for me personally. It gives me a lot of satisfaction.
Yeah, it always feels good when you give back.
Oh, absolutely.
So let's talk about your programs. You've got quite a few programs.
We do.
Let's start with the Child Care and Adult Food Program. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so with this program, we partner with home child care providers throughout the county. So if they are serving the children that they're taking care of, healthy meals or nutritious meals that meet certain qualifications, we will reimburse them for the cost of the food. And so as you can imagine, this can be a substantial, reimbursement, because food is sometimes, especially healthy food can be a little bit more expensive. So this is a great added benefit to not only helping to support small business owners, but also ensuring that thousands of children are receiving nutritious meals every single day.
So how many kids are benefiting from this program?
About 7,500.
7,500
a day.
A day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. And what's the age range of these kids?
So 0 to 13 years old.
And so what's the goal of the program? What kinds of meals are you serving too?
Absolutely. So it depends. So they have to meet USDA guidelines. So for example, we require that it's whole grains that they serve with each meal. If they are going to serve some sort of sweet or sugar, it has to be limited to only one per meal, and it has to be beneath a certain number of grams. So the goal is really to improve the health and well-being of children, but also to help them learn about what healthy nutrition is. And we hope that we can create a lifelong pattern of eating healthy. And so that's the benefit for the children. And then for the small business owner, it's to help them maintain their business and help them to keep their business open. And we also incentivize home daycare providers so that if they are taking care of low income children, because all of our programs are geared towards helping low income mm-hmm. children, is that if they are serving low income children, we'll reimburse them at a higher rate. So there's some incentive for right. home daycare providers.
Mm-hmm. And do you look for more people to join
yes.
schools or businesses to join this program?
Yes. So this one is specifically for home child care centers.
Oh,
so
okay.
yeah, absolutely. If there's anyone out there that would be interested in learning more about this program or learning to see if they qualify, absolutely, we will always accept more homes.
So it's not all about feeding the kids, it's educating them too.
Absolutely.
And these are for kids all over the county?
Yes.
So again, everything that you do is pretty much for those throughout the county.
Absolutely. Yeah, we range all throughout San Diego County. We have programs and services.
And again, nutritional meals important.
Yes.
That's the whole basis behind it, right?
Of course.
To make sure that they're nutritional.
Yes.
That they get the nutrition they need. What's the Barrio Logan Child Development Center?
So that is a preschool that we have in Barrio Logan right there on Logan Avenue. And that preschool serves children ages 3 to 5. And it's a child development center or a preschool. And the families that attend there, they have to income qualify. So they have to be below a certain income. And they also have to need qualify, meaning that parents whose children attend the preschool have to be employed, seeking employment, going to school, or they need to have some sort of need for subsidized child care. And then their children can attend for either a very low cost or for no cost at all.
Okay, and do you need to live in Barrio Logan?
No. Anyone in San Diego County can send their child there as long as they meet the program requirements.
And there are other requirements or issues that you look at as well, not just financial and that kind of thing, those who are at risk of abuse, right?
Yes. So there's certain children and families that would receive priority, and risk of abuse is definitely one of them.
And how does somebody get into this program? What do they need to do to apply to be a student there?
Sure. So they could either visit the school physically and fill out all the forms and requirements there, or they can go to our main office, which is located in North Park, and inquire there and get the paperwork there as well.
So you encourage people to take a tour of the facility?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, anyone
Kick
that
the
wants
tires
to come.
First, huh?
Yes, yeah. Anyone that would like to come and visit the preschool and take a tour is more than welcome to.
And another program of yours is your infant and toddler program. This is an early childhood program, right, providing child care services.
Yes. So this program is for children 0 to 3. And in this program, we contract with home daycare providers again. But in this one, if the home child care providers are taking care of low-income children, then we will reimburse them for the cost of taking care of those children. So again, parents can have quality child care for little or no cost.
So the goal of this program?
is to help, well, twofold. So one, we want to make sure that children have are receiving quality child care. So through this program, we have Chicano Federation has home visitors that will go out and do random home visits to make sure that it's a safe and healthy environment. We monitor all of the children who are in our program to make sure they're developing and reaching all of their developmental milestones. So it's, you know, it's obviously to take care of the children and ensure that they're receiving quality childcare, but it's also to help parents and make sure that they're able to continue working, that they're able to continue going to school, and that the cost of childcare isn't a barrier to be able to do that.
And are the enrollment requirements for this program similar to your child development center?
Yes. So same thing. Parents need to income qualify and need qualify.
And then need qualify are those other issues like we mentioned, risk of abuse, neglect of exploitation, that kind of thing, right?
Right.
And you have a Head Start program too, don't you?
We do. So we have a program where we actually go into the families' homes. And so, you know, when there's children that don't necessarily qualify for subsidized childcare because they have a parent who is at home, these children still need quality education. So we have home visitors that will go into the home and teach the parents how to be their child's first teacher. So we provide all of the material, we provide lesson plans, and we also help parents to identify developmental milestones and where their children should be to make sure that children are developing as they should.
And these people that are going into the homes, what are their backgrounds? Are they teachers themselves?
Yeah, so they all have child development backgrounds. They have, there's certain requirements that they have to meet to be able to do this.
So it's a Head Start program. It doesn't sound like it's similar to the other Head Start program that I'm familiar with,
or right?
Most people are familiar with.
Yeah, so this is pretty unique. So it's a home-based Head Start program.
And how long have you had this program?
I think probably 4 or 5 years. I can tell you that families love this program, and there's always a waiting list because they really enjoy this program. Obviously, as a parent who's at home, any skills, any equipment, any advice that you can get to help your child develop and grow is going to be appreciated.
And what's the age range for the kids in this program?
That one's also 0 to 5.
So it's teaching the parent to be the teacher.
Correct.
Interesting.
Yes.
I like that. So, and great response you're getting, great feedback you get from the parents?
Absolutely. And, you know, with all of our programs, actually, we don't advertise them. We don't market them. It's just word of mouth that gets, you know, families to be interested in our programs, which is a great thing that they're talking positively to each other about the programs and services that we offer.
So all your programs that way. You don't, no marketing or anything?
Right.
Along those lines?
Yes.
It's all word of mouth, huh?
It is, but which also lets us know that there is a need for these services mm-hmm. here in San Diego. So, you know, on our end, what we can be doing to expand services and you know, get funding to be able to serve more families is really one of our goals.
So where do you get your funding? I mean, these are programs. It doesn't cost the people you serve any money, right?
Sometimes they have a small fee, but it's either a small fee or, yeah, at no cost.
Okay, so where do you get the funding to be able to do this?
So we have state funding, we have federal funding, and then obviously we have, you know, corporate sponsors and supporters. We have individual donors. So from a variety of different places.
You also have an affordable housing program too, don't you?
Yes. So Chicano Federation owns 9 apartment buildings throughout the county, and we are able to offer them at below market value rent for our tenants.
What parts of town are they located in?
So they're pretty central, but we have one in Barrio Logan. We have one in East County. We have some as far as South County, but they're pretty centrally located.
Are they basically all just for families or individuals?
So most of them are for, you know, either individuals or families, but we do have 2 apartment buildings that are specifically for seniors and one that's also for individuals with disabilities.
And how does one get into one of these homes?
That one, there's obviously they can go to our office and inquire about them, but they can also go online, and each apartment building has its own application that people can fill out.
And the goal for this program, is this just to help them get back on their feet again?
Yes, absolutely, to help people, you know, be able to have an affordable place to live, and then hopefully, you know, they can transition out once they're back on their feet or in a better situation.
Okay, so this isn't transitioning housing,
no.
Though, right?
No.
These are permanent homes, yeah. So they can stay there as long as they want.
As long as they qualify, yes.
As long as they qualify, okay. So you have qualifying again for this
yes.
as well, similar to the other qualifications?
Yes. This is more based on income
uh-huh.
for our affordable housing, but yes.
So last month, you had a big event. You did mention that you're celebrating your 50th year, right? 50th anniversary.
Yes.
So you had a big celebration, your 50th anniversary ball. How'd you do this year with that?
Well, we exceeded our fundraising goal, so that was really, you know, special. And then, you know, I'll let Fernando speak to, he was there, so how did you think the event went?
Yeah, the event, I mean, we had high expectations for it, and it definitely exceeded my expectations. Everybody that I've touched base with to get feedback, I mean, there's been nothing but positive feedback as far as, you know, the attendance, the way the presentation was. I have to, you know, full credit to Nancy and the staff. I mean, they really went above and beyond to make sure that this event was our marquee event, and it definitely met the mark on that.
And wasn't your goal what $250,000 to raise, and you surpassed that?
Yes, we did.
So how much did you raise?
$275,000.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
And how many people? And now, is this an annual event that you do? I know this was the 50th, but do you do this every year?
No, typically we have a luncheon around May, and so this year we decided to have a ball or a gala because it was our 50th year. So we don't typically have this kind of big of an event. Mm-hmm. It's usually a luncheon.
So the money that was raised, the $275,000.
Yes.
Where does that money go?
Is it
earmarked for any one program in particular?
No, it goes to supporting all of our programs.
Goes into the general fund?
Yes, absolutely. But, you know, all of that money is used towards improving our programs and seeing what we can add and how we can serve our families better.
Now, you mentioned that you have a luncheon every year.
Mm-hmm.
When is that normally held?
It's usually in May. The ball was in place of the luncheon this year.
But every year you do a luncheon?
Yes.
Any other events that you do throughout the year to help you with your goal and your mission?
Yes. So we typically have some smaller events throughout the year, but we also have an event during Hispanic Heritage Month, and that varies. The location varies, but we will have another event during September for Hispanic Heritage Month.
And people can find out about those events at your website?
Yes, at our website, on social media. And then, you know, if anybody's interested in signing up for our e-blasts or our newsletters, they can certainly send an email to our general email that's on our website, and we'll be sure to include them so that they are receiving notifications from Chicano Federation.
So if somebody wants to help you with your mission, they want to make a financial donation, can they do that at your website as well?
They can do that on our website, or they can call us directly if, you know, that's more comfortable. But yes, there is a link on our website for anyone who would like to contribute.
And as far as the daycare program, the child care services, the infant, and or is it the Head Start program? Head Start program, that's where you teach the parents how to be the first teacher.
Yes.
Do you need supplies for that? I mean, you mentioned that you give them the supplies, but do you take in-kind donations too for something like that?
We do. So as Fernando mentioned, we do drives for different needs that we have. So we do school supply drives, particularly when children are leaving our programs and going into kindergarten. So at the end of the, you know, towards the end of the year, like June, July, we want to make sure that all of the children that are leaving our program have all the supplies that they need to be successful once they go into kindergarten.
Most of your programs then are for the younger children.
Yes.
You don't do any for the older kids?
No. Most of our, it's early childhood education.
Early
yes.
childhood.
Yes.
Okay. And if somebody wants to become a volunteer, I mean, volunteers are a big part of nonprofits. They are the backbone. What kind of volunteer opportunities do you offer at the Chicano Federation of San Diego County?
So we have a variety of different volunteer events throughout the year, depending on what our needs are. So as you can imagine, with our affordable housing properties, there's always room for improvement. So we've done projects where we have a group of individuals come out and help us paint. We recently did one where we renovated kind of an old garden and we brought it back to life, and we had a group of volunteers that came out to help us do that. So, you know, it depends on the needs that arise, but we definitely have different volunteer opportunities throughout the year.
And the folks that are doing the teaching in the Head Start program, are you in need of anybody to help you with that?
We could if they had the right licensing and requirements, right? We can't just take...
Right, you can't just put anybody in there. I get that.
yes. But if somebody had
somebody
the credentials, yes, and wanted to assist with those programs, absolutely.
And as far as any of the other programs too then, right?
Yes. And obviously they require background checks and, you know, all right. of that. But yeah, absolutely. We can always use more help and more support.
Well, the more help you get, the more people you can serve.
Right.
And the volunteer opportunities. So you don't have any basic volunteer opportunities just for certain events and such?
Right. Yes. We partner with different programs throughout the county where if they're trying to help secure employment or help people gain additional skills, we do partner with different organizations and we'll have people come in and kind of gain some of those skills and do some volunteer work for us. But usually that's through a partnership.
So is there information on your website? If somebody wants to become a volunteer at one of your events, there will be information or
yes.
is information there?
Yes.
Okay. We still have a few more minutes left. What other things that you do at the Chicano Federation of San Diego County that you would like us to know about?
Well, really, I think that we are just, we're a resource for families. We're really looking to expand the resources and referrals that we can offer. So we want Chicano Federation to be the place where people can come and get answers. So even if it's not a service that we directly offer, we do have connections. We have the ability to make people appointments at other organizations. So I really would love for people to know that they're always welcome to come to visit us and to ask questions. And if we don't have the programs and services that they're looking for, we will find them the answers and we will get them the referrals that they need.
For me, I think it's very one of the things that I really try to bring to the organization as a member is bring in people to get involved, right, within the community. So community outreach has been a big part of what we've done over the past year and a half. So I encourage, I mean, especially local business owners, you know, companies that are here in the community that want to reinvest in their community, I'd love to hear from them. Nancy would love to hear from them and see how we can collaborate and figure out ways to, you know, do other programs or put on other events. I mean, if there's anybody out there who has a venue they'd like to offer for us to, you know, put an event on, it's great. I mean, we always get a really good crowd. We get elected officials a lot of times come in. It's a lot of good exposure that we can also provide. And you're doing something that's positive for the community. And that's really going to help build that goodwill, right? Because a lot of the individuals and families that take advantage of our programs, they live in this community. They shop in the communities. You know, they use all of the different services. There's a lot of opportunity to really grow your brand as well by associating yourself with the Chicano Federation and creating those synergistic opportunities to really get involved, you know, the way I chose to a year and a half ago. And it's been a great decision for me. It's been one of the best decisions that I've made and gives me the ability to really look at you know, creating something bigger than myself within the community.
And you first heard about the Chicano Federation through your employment?
Yeah, through my employer that I was at the time, and then now who I'm with Primary Funding is very supportive of, you know, the opportunities that I try to bring in to the community through the Chicano Federation and allowing me to spend, you know, the time that I need to really help the organization grow and market themselves.
You've been around for 50 years, so
yes.
You've got to be doing something right, right?
Yes, and more to come. We have, you know, we have a great board of directors, and with, you know, this new change, we have a lot of plans to improve the organization and improve the services and the programs that we offer. So a lot more to come.
And you, as the new CEO, you have a lot that you're looking forward to, right?
Absolutely. Yes, lots of plans.
All right. Where are you located again?
In North Park. On the corner of 32nd and University, we're in the SDCCU building.
What's your website?
www.chicanofederation.org.
And you are on social media, you said?
Absolutely. On Facebook, we're Chicano Federation. On LinkedIn, we're on Instagram, Twitter.
All
yes,
over the place.
All
huh?
over. All right. We got it.
All right. Nancy and Fernando, thank you for being on the show today and for all you do for the community and those in need through the Chicano Federation of San Diego County. It's appreciated.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Gary. I appreciate it.
That concludes another edition of Living Better in San Diego. The opinions expressed on Living Better in San Diego do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the staff and management of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. Episodes of Living Better in San Diego are available on this station's website. Join me next week when my guest will be from Kathy's Legacy Foundation, a local organization serving children and pets impacted by domestic violence. Until then, I'm Gary Lee. Have a great week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.